This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
But we're not going to replicate the 2020 coalition. Most people think we're going to lose Hispanic males. Right? The young black males have become so disengaged from this process that it's happened rapidly. And that's a great concern for me.
Yes, the raging Cajun drag a $100 bill through a trailer park. You never know what you'll turn up. James Carville, Democrat in good standing. The reason for what he's describing here is the Democrat Party. Quite simply. Ba-da-da-da-dum. Ba-da-da-da-dum. Yeah. Yeah, mailbag. I liked the mailbag questions today were great. Well, they're always great, but they were great today, too. And I love Gail's question, how did you meet your best girl and how long you've been together? Yeah, we spoke on the phone, and I was in the Washington Bureau. Bernard Shaw was the anchor man in Washington back then. And when Bernie was off the air, the great Bernard Shaw, and when Bernie was off the air, former Marine, proud American, great guy, great journalist, newsman. And I would take the camera from the studio and I would go into the studio and I would zoom it in on my spot on the assignment desk, right? So the camera was feeding down the video line to Atlanta and my best girl in Atlanta would dial it up at her desk and then I'd call her on the phone and I would talk. I would be frisky. and then finally my best girl, we had never met in person and I would flirt with her from Saudi Arabia in Dahran on the satellite with the video feed going. Remember the blue domes in the background, Gulf War I and all that stuff. And I'd call her on the satellite phone with the video feed coming in from Saudi Arabia. We'd still never met in person. And I'd call her on the satellite phone from the roof at the Dahran International Hotel in Dahran, Saudi Arabia, with the blue domes that became kind of the hallmark of the live shots from Saudi Arabia during that time frame. And I'd stand in front of the feed. It was a 24-hour satellite booked, and I'd go get in front of the camera and call her on the satellite phone. I was the producer then, not an on-air reporter, and I'd call her on the phone and flirt with her from Saudi Arabia, right? Now, we first met in person in 1991, first met in person, and my best girl then flew up from Atlanta on a secret mission. And we had a secret weekend visit in Washington in 1991. And then one thing led to another. In 1994, February, I flew down to Atlanta, got into my best girl's Volvo station wagon, drove her up here while a moving van was loaded up all her stuff from her apartment in Atlanta. And while the moving van was coming up here, we were driving. And then we hit an ice storm. We hit a big ice storm February 1994 on the East Coast, and it shut down I-95, and we had to divert over to the Isle of Palms. And it was just in the middle of a big storm, and we pulled in. There was no place, and we pulled into a condo development, and a woman was walking out with the wind blowing and the rain and everything, and we said, hey, how do you get a condo here? She said, well, I happen to be a real estate agent, and I've got a condo right here. We just want to sit out the storm. And we got this condo with a fireplace overlooking the water in the Isle of Palms for several days while we sat out the ice storm. And the moving van truck was stuck also. And so we sat it out on our trip up from Atlanta at the Isle of Palms for several days. And then once 95 was open and the East Coast was clear of this storm, we got back in the Volvo station wagon. Yeah, I know. And it was gold, too. And we drove up here. And we had already set up an apartment for my best girl, and And I said, well, I'll just, and I had my apartment at Adams Morgan. And I said, well, I'll just stay one night. And I never left. That was Valentine's Day weekend, February 1994. And we've been together ever since. Yes, sir. And that was kind of a fun old 1929 building with a cage elevator. You know, you had to pull the cage door back in the elevator. Original 1929 elevator in the 1929 building, the 1929 kitchen and a 1929 bathroom. It was fun. Hung out there for a while. Then we moved. We needed more room. Yep. Valentine's Day, 94. Then we got married August 24th. I'd say it'll be 4 years this year, you know. Our fourth anniversary will be August 24th of 2024. So August 24th of 2020, we got married. That's right. And our favorite song is Happy Together by the Turtles. Just kidding. I made that up. That's not true. But we are very happy together because we're normal. We're normal people. Remember normal. Please. Somebody remember Norm. All right, let's get to more stuff. Let's get to President Trump because, you know, he had a couple of campaign events yesterday. And naturally, there's a lot of controversy surrounding this because he spoke. And liberals don't like it when he speaks. They have mental issues, major mental issues. And, of course, President Trump always gives them something that he shouldn't give them that they use to attack him. He hands them arrows all day long and they use them gleefully. Now, President Trump was in Grand Rapids, Michigan. My best girl and I have flown in and out of Grand Rapids, Michigan many times and rented cars and then driven over to Lake Michigan from Grand Rapids to visit with my family, go to South Haven, Michigan, which is wonderful, on Lake Michigan, Sunset Land, just wonderful, the Black River, great place, South Haven, Michigan. Americans are there. And when you fly into Gerald R. Ford International Airport in Grand Rapids, where you'll also find, not at the airport, but in Grand Rapids, the Gerald Ford Presidential Library, which we've been to as well. But enough about me. Let's go to President Trump in Grand Rapids, Michigan yesterday at a big rally, much bigger than Joe Biden could ever have. And, you know, there was a young woman in Michigan murdered by an illegal alien recently. And because Joe Biden and the Democrats are the open borders people and the murder people and the pro-illegal alien people, President Trump made that part of his speech there. President Trump in Grand Rapids, Michigan, yesterday.
I stand before you today to declare that Joe Biden's border bloodbath, and that's what it is. It's a bloodbath. They tried to use that term incorrectly on me 2 weeks ago. You know, it's all about misinformation.
It's all about misinformation. You know, they love that, and I love Biden border bloodbath. It's a lovely alliteration, and it's true. It is, you know, how many, and the way till you hear the news media dismissing this completely. They don't care how many young women are murdered by illegal aliens. They just want to attack Republicans. And that's our news media. The Fourth Estate, also known as the Fifth Column, as one of our brilliant mailbag participants indicated today and correctly. And it is the border bloodbath. I mean, honestly, you've got Lake and Riley in Georgia, 22-year-old nursing student. And now Michigan has their own Lake and Riley, but the Democrats, and that means the news media, could care less.
Under crooked Joe Biden, every state is now a border state. Every town is now a border town because Joe Biden has brought the carnage and chaos and killing from all over the world and dumped it straight into our backyards. But it's a border bloodbath, and it's destroying our country. It's a very bad thing happening. It's going to end on the day that I take office, which will be January 20th, it'll end.
January 20th of next year, of 2025, Donald Trump will become president again. I just crossed my fingers. I'm going to keep your fingers crossed. And he's talking about Ruby Garcia, a 25-year-old woman that was savagely murdered by an illegal alien from Mexico that shouldn't have been in the country. Ruby Garcia's sister is now attacking Donald Trump, which shows that she's a Democrat and has severe brain issues. Donald Trump, Grand Rapids.
If we don't win, this may be the last election our country ever has, and there could be truth to it. That's where we're going. Because Joe Biden is a threat to democracy. He's the threat to democracy.
I love the fact that the Democrats declare everything and everyone that doesn't vote for their crime wave to be a threat to democracy. And I love the fact that, and Trump is good at this, turning the tables on them, and it's something we Republicans, we've been talking about here for years. Republicans ought to be doing a lot more of taking their own words and flipping them and using their BS against them, which they do so frequently. Who's a threat to democracy? Maybe it's the people using the IRS against their political enemies, as Obama and Biden did. Maybe it's the people using the FBI and the Justice Department against their political enemies, as Obama and Biden have been doing and continue to do. Maybe it's the Democrat prosecutors in Atlanta and New York City. Maybe it's the Soros radical lefties that are abusing their powerful posts to target the political enemies of the Democrat Party. And everybody is the political enemy of the Democrat Party. Just amazing. President Trump on what's going on in our cities, while the news media tells us, no, everything's getting better.
We will stop the plunder, rape, slaughter, and destruction of our American suburbs, cities, and towns.
Which sounds like a good idea, but the Democrats are opposed to that. They want more rape, slaughter, plunder of our cities and towns with the open borders and releasing every damn criminal back onto the street again and again. Now, here he is with Laken Riley and Ruby Garcia.
The 22-year-old nursing student in Georgia who was barbarically murdered by an illegal alien animal. The Democrats say, please don't call them animals. They're humans. I said, no, they're not humans. They're not humans. They're animals. Nancy Pelosi told me that. She said, please don't use the word animal, sir, when you're talking about these people. I said, I'll use the word animal because that's what they are.
Laken Riley, 22-year-old nursing student, head bashed in. Ruby Garcia, 25-year-old young woman in Michigan, shot so many times that they stopped counting.
I said, I will deliver justice for Laken. I said that, and now, today, I'm adding something. It's going to be for Laken, and it's also justice for Ruby. We're going to deliver justice for Ruby.
These, again, they rioted from coast to coast over George Floyd being killed while being arrested and resisting arrest, and he died of cardiac failure because of all the fentanyl and methamphetamine in his system. Watch the documentary film on Al Gore's amazing internet, Minneapolis Has Fallen, where you will learn everything you need to learn. And they rioted and looted and burned and injured thousands of police and killed dozens of people, literally, perpetrated billions in damage over St. George of fentanyl, George Floyd, their hero. But they could care less about Laken Riley or Ruby Garcia. You know, they take George Floyd and turn him into the little girl in Vietnam running down the road naked after the napalming, and that bomb was dropped by South Vietnamese Air Force, by the way, and not Americans, but never mind that. They understand the value of the symbolism, and they use it and abuse it. It's what information dominance is all about. But these young women, they could care less about, because they're pro-illegal alien, and in the end, they're pro-murderer. They're pro-Hamas and anti-Israel. They're not on our side. MSDNC has a left-wing radical news reporter who covers the White House, I think, still, Jonathan Lemire, and this is what you get from them.
Donald Trump appeared on the campaign trail yesterday for the first time in nearly a month. In Grand Rapids, Michigan,
very dramatic.
Trump fear-mongered about migrants while discussing what his campaign is now calling Biden's border bloodbath.
How dare he use Biden's own BS words and the Democrats' own BS words against the Democrats? Don't you know that's not allowed? I love that it rhymes. They love rhyming things, except when you rhyme about them, Biden's border bloodbath. That's four B's for Democrats trying to count. Jonathan Lemire.
First, let's recall the faux outrage a couple weeks ago when those in the media and Democrats seized upon Trump using the word bloodbath.
Now, yeah, it was your faux outrage.
Embraced it. And let's not let slip by the rhetoric here about migrants, calling them not human.
Well, just the murderers. He's only telling you about the murderers that murdered young women. He's not here to defend them, because he's not on their side. You are, Jonathan Lemire. You're pro-murder. You're pro-illegal alien gang members murdering young women in America, and you cover up for them. You are a disgrace not only to journalism, but to bipedal hominids. Hey, you know, everybody has an IRS story, am I right? And it rarely ends well. Remember all the Tea Party and Patriot groups that Obama and Biden used the IRS against? Nobody has a happy story about the IRS. This is an urgent message for you. If you still owe the IRS $10,000 or more, the IRS recently announced increased collection activity for 2023 taxpayers, and especially with the tax deadline looming large. That means aggressive policing, levies, liens, wage garnishment, and, you know, just around the corner if you owe money and if you haven't filed your taxes. With former IRS tax attorneys and expert tax professionals, Legal Tax Defense is gearing up for this activity to help protect you. So call them today. Don't procrastinate. Call 800-472-0467 and take advantage of tax relief programs, you know, the Fresh Start program, with tax experts and professionals and attorneys. For over 10 years, Legal Tax Defense has helped save taxpayers just like you millions of dollars in back and owed taxes. Call now and get qualified for your tax relief options. Listen and put an end to tax problems today. Don't be a victim of the IRS. Call the experts at Legal Tax Defense. Call them now at 800-472-0467. That's 800-472-0467, or go online to LegalTaxDefense.com. Yes, sir, it is that time of year. Yeah, so the news media, he's talking about young women being murdered by illegal aliens. And naturally, the Associated Press and MSDNC attack the person that brings it up, because that's the technique. They learned it from the Soviets. And they employ it now on a daily basis in the United States. We call them the news media. They get Lucite blocks and golden statuettes for this stuff. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit chrisplantcruise.com.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
I'm being corrected a lot today, and that's a good thing. On Dulles International Airport being IAD and not DIA, which is the Defense Intelligence Agency. And now my best girl texted me that it wasn't the station wagon, which is pretty funny. The gold Volvo that we drove up from Atlanta wasn't the station. I think of Volvo and I think station wagon. I think gold Volvo, and for some reason a station wagon comes to mind. But she's right, of course. It was her car, and now I remember well. It just felt like being in a station wagon because it was a Volvo, I think, was the thing. And IAD is the airport code for Dulles International Airport, which ought to be DIA, but it's International Airport Dulles, right? We got that. And I see there's someone on the line wants to correct me too, which is good. I like being, you know, if I make a mistake, if I'm wrong, want to correct it as quickly as possible. This isn't CNN. This isn't ABC News. We're here to get it right, and we care. That's right, we care. I have more President Trump coming up, more sick media, and who is Ruby Garcia? Is she a famous name, a household name like George Floyd? That's coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
But I said it's Correct Me Day, which is good. It's IAD, not DIA, at Dulles International Airport because of dyslexia in the federal government, but that's not important. And it was not a station wagon. It was just a four-door Volvo driving up from Atlanta, Georgia in 1994 on Valentine's Day weekend. In fact, we just had our 30th anniversary, and we barely even noticed it. We were like, hey, wait a minute. Isn't this the 30th anniversary of shacking up together and all that? And then we celebrated. We did. That's a for sure. But let's go. There's another Funko. Let's go to Rick calling from Winnetka, Illinois. Ricardo, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. I'm currently parked on Winnetka Avenue, two blocks east of Green Bay Road, in front of the Ann Margaret Donald Rumsfeld, Rahm Emanuel, and Chris Plant High School.
That's very nice. That's very, very nice. Yeah, I lived in Winnetka, Illinois from seventh grade through junior year in high school. And then actually, Rick, I went to New Trier West, and right. They wouldn't let me into New Trier East.
I know, but they've got you listed as famous alumni. So anyway, take credit for it.
I'll bet they don't. I'll bet they don't. But nevertheless.
I enjoy all aspects of your show, particularly when after you've played a sound clip or a quote from somebody, you're correcting their grammar. I wanted to make a slight suggestion to one of the phrases that you've been using a lot lately. You've been saying Democrats could care less or I could care less. I think what you mean is couldn't care less, because if you could care less, that means you care.
That you're 100% right. And when I saw it on the screen, I said Rick is completely right, and I've noticed that flaw in my character before, as a matter of fact. And grammatically, you're entirely correct that the phrase ought to be in every use. They couldn't care less. It would be impossible for them to care less. But the turn of phrase, the colloquial phrase, has often been expressed as they could care less or could care. But you're absolutely exactly right. Grammatically, that is entirely incorrect, and I apologize for that.
No, that's fine. I enjoy the comments anyway. Just wanted to point it out.
Well, thank
Keep
you.
Up the good work.
I love
Keep
that you're sitting there. You know, we lived in Hubbard Woods on Edgewood Lane in Winnetka, Illinois, for a period of time in my youth. And then I set off on my great adventure because, you know, I was asked, Rick, I showed up to high school one day, and they asked me to go home and not come back.
Oh, dear. Well, I love it when you sprinkle in some of the youth when you were talking about summer camp at Loyola or some of the other stuff. It's really great.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Beautiful. I bet it's a little brisk in Winnetka, Illinois today.
Yeah, we got snow flurries and rain. of course, it's baseball season, right?
You'd like a little climate change in the global warming arena, wouldn't you?
Exactly. Please pump it up a few degrees.
It'd help with real estate values on the North Shore of Chicago if the place got a little warmer and lickety split. Yeah, and that's right. The high school of Donald Rumsfeld, right, and Ann Margaret and Rock Hudson and. Yep. And, Rahm Emanuel.
I think Charlton Heston was here for a while.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. New Trier High School. That's right. Great call, Rick. And I thank you for the correction. I will try to not make that mistake again.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you. This is where people speak English, and it's expected that you speak English well. It's very nice. It's the Midwest. We speak standard English. Standard English is very important. Ought to be the norm. I'm saying. Speaking of norm, let's go back to Donald Trump from yesterday, because there's a lot in. And honestly, that was fun. And I do love, and he's entirely correct, I could care less is not a phrase that should be used, but it's probably the more common version of couldn't care less, which would be more appropriate. But President Trump talking about Lake and Riley murdered in Georgia by an illegal alien. And I believe that illegal alien murderer was from Venezuela. Is that right? I think that's right. And the illegal alien murderer in Michigan that murdered 25-year-old Ruby Garcia was from Mexico. He still is from Mexico because he's out there. And the Democrats are just not on the side of the United States of America. President Trump Now, we were also in the middle of the news media and Jonathan Lemire. And I love this. He's talking about the faux outrage when they accused President Trump of calling for a bloodbath if he doesn't win, which was a big lie. And then I noticed that yesterday, transgender Biden administration official Rachel Levine said that there was a lot of faux outrage over Transgender Day of Visibility being declared for Easter, because for Easter Sunday, Transgender Day of Visibility, because any outrage that is not theirs is faux outrage, see? And they repeat until it becomes the truth, because as their boy of the Socialist Workers Party said, a lie told once remains a lie told 1,000 times becomes the truth. That was their boy, Joseph Goebbels, or, you know, Gergel, as they say on MSDNC, with their historical scholar, the Reverend Al Sharpton. But the faux outrage is, in fact, your faux outrage. You say, well, you didn't even show up for the national anthem, LSU women's college basketball team. And, you know, you shouldn't get scholarships if you're going to come out and be anti-American. I say, oh, that's faux outrage. They declare Easter Sunday to be Transgender Day of Visibility. And, you know, 1.5 billion Christians worldwide say, well, what are you doing? Oh, that's faux outrage, right? President Trump talks about Lake and Riley being murdered by an illegal alien at the age of 22 and Ruby Garcia being murdered by an illegal alien, a different illegal alien at the age of 25. And they say, oh, that's faux outrage, right? It's all faux outrage because they must be invested in the casket business. They must own funeral homes or something, these Democrats. Then let's go to number 9, MSDNC continuing after Jonathan, the fake reporter, Lemire. And they've got a fake anchorwoman, Alex Wagner. It should be Alex Wagner, because they're all, you know, like the Socialist Workers Party in Germany. Here is Alex Wagner.
To be clear, migrants are not driving any sort of violent crime wave in America. Violent crime is on whole down in the United States. Multiple studies have found that migrants commit crime at a much lower rate than U.S.-born citizens. An analysis by NBC News found that crime rates are actually dropping in the big cities where conservatives have been busing migrants from the southern border.
They've been
busing. But the truth has never constrained Donald Trump in places where it might benefit him.
Listen to the lying sack of Jewia that is Frau Wagner. Frau Wagner, dun-da-dun-dun-dun-da-dun-dun. There is no migrant crime wave. Just the murders that we've cited and the riots and the attacks on the police and the rapes of disabled girls and just the mass murder of 11 people in Brazil that was caught in New Hampshire and escaped from prison in Brazil. And the Brazilian that murdered that woman in Pennsylvania and was on the run in the woods for a week and a half with the helicopters looking for him. Just there's no crime wave. You guys don't report it. And Alex Wagner doesn't follow the news, so she doesn't know what's in it. And one of the lies that they tell, the very beginning of that soundbite, Michael, is where she says there is no migrant crime wave. Migrants don't commit crimes at a higher rate.
To be clear, migrants are not driving any sort of violent crime wave in America.
Illegal?
Violent crime is on whole down in the United States.
On whole.
Multiple studies have found that migrants commit crime at a much lower rate than U.S.-born citizens.
That's true, because there are a lot of Democrats born here that are criminals. She is a liar by lying, by omitting the word illegal. Obviously, migrants, we have people that move here from Vietnam and England and from Sweden and from all over the world that come here legally, go through the legal process, and they don't commit crimes at a higher rate than Democrats. They don't. It's true. That's not what we're talking about, lion sack of Jewia. Sorry, sack of Jewia. Lion sack of Jewia. And this is the snakes do this every time. I've had this happen on my television show. Oh, well, the migrant crime rate is, though. We're not talking about the migrant crime rate. Obviously, people that come here legally. Now, on the other hand, these murderers, the first thing they did was break U.S. law by coming here illegally with the support of the Democrat Party. And members of the Democrat Party do commit the vast majority of murders in the United States, Members of the Democrat Party do commit the vast majority of armed robberies and assaults and carjackings in the United States. Oh, and crime rates on whole, whatever that means, maybe on the whole, maybe, you know, overall, down across. And this is what they keep telling us, right? This is what they keep telling us. Now, the homicide rate in Washington, D.C., which is our nation's capital, and I live here, was at a 26-year high last year in 2023. I know people that live in New York and are terrified to walk the sidewalks and to ride the subway. I have family and friends in Chicago. Our friend Rick lives on the North Shore of Chicago, the beautiful, sunny, leafy North Shore of Chicago, and which it is. And it's very nice because there aren't a lot of criminals there. That's one of the big reasons. But honestly, the Democrats say, oh, yeah, hey, wait a minute, migrants, yeah, immigrants, legal immigrants in the United States have very low crime rate because they're adults who make a decision to move to the United States and immigrate to the United States, which requires a lot of legal hoops that must be jumped through and a lot of money. And it takes effort and energy and smarts to move here as a legal immigrant. And legal immigrants commit very few crimes once in the United States. Illegal aliens start by committing crimes by illegally coming into the country illegally. Did I say illegally? And then they went on CNN. They went to a Washington Post reporter whose name is Toulouse Olarunipa. Excuse me, I got that wrong. Toulouse Olarunipa. See? And Olarunipa was on CNN this morning, got the job at the Post and invited to CNN because the person's name is Toulouse Olarunipa.
When you listen to the rhetoric coming from both sides, it's clear that they are both seeing this as a base election. They want to rally up their base by, for lack of a better word, scaring them. You hear President Biden talk about how democracy is on the ballot. If Trump wins, democracy could potentially go by the wayside. You hear Trump using similar language while also calling for a bloodbath if he doesn't win the election.
That's a lie. You're a lying sack of Jewia. I would deport him. Whoever he is, deport him, wherever he's from. Send him back to the beephole. No, that's a lie. You're a lion, Sacagawea, and we should give out the Lion Sacagawea Award. Who would get it, though? We'd have to have a whole bunch of them made up, I think. Very small lucite blocks with Lion Sacagawea. No, that's not what he said. Liar, that's why you got a job to lie for the Washington Post, you lying liar. What a big, fat liar. And since we're correcting me, I need to correct one more thing that I said today, too. Because we were talking during the mailbag, my favorite Led Zeppelin song, and I cited Going to California. And then I sang Going to California. I said, you know, note the lyrics, Going to California on a big jet plane, never let them tell you that they are the same. And I said, they're referring to the jet plane not being the same because the song is so old and Led Zeppelin has been around for so long that when they wrote Going to California, it was their first time on a jet plane. All right. But I even screwed that up today. So let me correct that because the lyric, second verse, it's even better, actually, because singing, took my chances on a big jet plane, never let them tell you that they are the same, right? That they're all the same. It's even better because it never let, talking about jet planes, never let them tell you that they're all the same, big jet planes. But it's even better because he's afraid of the jet plane. He says, took my chances on a big jet plane. Never let him tell you that they're all the same. So I had to correct I screw up lyrics a lot. But I have fun doing it, so it's okay. President Trump in Michigan yesterday. And he's talking about the young woman, 25-year-old Ruby Garcia, that was murdered by an illegal alien from Mexico. The Democrats, and that means the news media, could care less about that. And Toulouse Olarunipa of the Washington Post, they're on CNN. And they all sit there silently while the lies are spread on CNN. Nobody corrects them. We had a good one a couple of days ago. They do this all the time. But President Trump in Michigan.
Michigan communities are being ravaged by a new form of crime, and that's the migrant crime that we name it. It should be called Biden migrant crime, but that's too long. But you'll always remember it was Biden long. That gave it to us. 11 days ago, right here in Kent County, a 25-year-old Michigan woman named Ruby Garcia, who's become a very well-known name, beautiful young woman, was savagely murdered by an illegal alien criminal.
Now, he made a bit of a mistake there of saying migrant crime. See, because, you know, migrants have lower crime. You guys say illegal alien, illegal migrant crime. That's the thing. Forbes magazine has headlined today, Trump plans to highlight Ruby Garcia's alleged murder by migrant. Now, it's not an alleged murder. Everybody in the news media is brain damaged. It's quite amazing how awful they are. She was murdered. There's no question about that. It's not an alleged murder. It's a murder of a 25-year-old woman, allegedly by an illegal alien, not just a migrant, an illegal alien, but just amazing. Fox News headline, Boston mayor, Democrat lefty, silent on sanctuary city policies amid migrant crime reports. See, again, they have the migrant thing. I work with a woman who is from the United Kingdom. She's English. She objects to being called a migrant when we're talking about criminals and illegal aliens as migrants. And she's right. Biden's border bloodbath. Cobble Kirby was on a tear yesterday. The truth is not really his bag either. I can't believe we only have 3 hours a day. I'm going to have to go to Newsmax and do another hour when I leave here. Amazing. Yes, sir. More still ahead.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
And I still have way too much stuff to get to. But we're going to squeeze in what we can because we had another funny, you know, Democrats talk a lot, but they don't know what the words mean very often. Yesterday on CNN, they had Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan, and she was being asked about frozen embryos by Caitlin Collins, who's a Democrat.
You have not said whether or not you agree that frozen embryos are considered people. What is your position on that?
Yeah, what's your position on that?
You know, who cares what my position is?
Who cares? Well, you're the governor of Michigan. You're the governor of one of the 50 states in the United States of America. It's a hot political issue, and it's a biological issue. It's a matter of life. But never mind that. The Democrat governor, Gretchen Whitmer.
You have been out in the forefront on this issue, though. I think people would care what you think of that.
She's been out in the forefront.
Yeah, but I'm not a doctor, and I'm not in anyone's individual situation.
She's not a doctor, and she's not in anyone's individual. She is in her individual situation. Now, wait, I'm not a doctor. You're a governor of one of, and you're in the middle of this. You've thrown yourself into the debate. Frozen embryos, at what point does it become? I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Which reminded us of, remember Senator Marsha Blackburn asking Supreme Court Justice, believe it or not, Ketanji Brown Jackson, what is a woman?
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
She's not a biologist, and the governor is not a doctor. And then there was the Democrat Nancy Maldonado confirmation hearing. She's called for banning assault weapons, and John Kennedy asked her, what's an assault weapon?
You said, quote, assault weapons may be banned because they're extraordinarily dangerous and are not appropriate for legitimate self-defense purposes, close quote. Tell me what you meant by assault weapons.
So I am not a gun expert.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker.
Although I didn't really work with her a lot.
But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.